Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 22, 1-14, and Matthew 10, 40-42. The sermon title is When God Seems Wrong and Grace Arrives Quietly. These readings take us from one of the most troubling stories in Scripture, Abraham and Isaac on the mountain, to one of Jesus' simplest and most beautiful teachings. Whoever offers even a cup of cold water to one of the little ones will not lose their reward. The image that stayed with me is the contrast between Isaac's stone and Jesus' cup. On one side, we have a story that feels heavy, frightening, and morally disturbing. Abraham believes he's been asked to sacrifice his son. Isaac trusts his father. The journey up the mountain is full of silence, obedience, and dread. Even though Isaac is not killed, the story still leaves us shaken. It should. This isn't a passage to tidy up too quickly. On the other side, Jesus speaks of welcome. A messenger received, a disciple welcomed, a little one given a cup of cold water. Nothing dramatic, nothing grand, just a simple act of care offered to someone vulnerable. And perhaps that's where the gospel gives us the key for reading the harder text. One thing preachers may want to notice is that this sermon doesn't treat faith as blind obedience to harm. That matters. Too often, religion has praised obedience without asking whether the thing being obeyed is loving, just, or life-giving. But the wider witness of Scripture, and especially the life of Jesus, calls us to something deeper. Faith isn't switching off our conscience. Faith isn't calling cruelty holy. Faith isn't silencing the questions that rise in us when something feels wrong. A mature faith can wrestle. A mature faith can ask, what kind of God is being imagined here? A mature faith can say, I will measure this picture of God against the God I meet in Jesus, healing, welcoming, forgiving, challenging injustice, and standing with the vulnerable. That's not weak faith. That's thoughtful faith. That's morally awake faith. That's the sort of faith our churches need if we're going to help people trust God without asking them to ignore their wounds, doubts, or intelligence. For worship leaders, this opens up a service with real pastoral depth. This Sunday doesn't need to become gloomy, but it should be honest. The prayers can make space for those who've been hurt by harsh religion, those who've been told not to question, and those who carry stories that don't sit easily. The service can gently affirm that God isn't threatened by our wrestling. The children's talk could work with two objects, a heavy stone and a cup of water. Ask which one feels like fear and which one feels like care. Let the congregation see and feel the difference. Then point towards Jesus, who shows us God not through coercion and terror, but through welcome, compassion, and the small acts that sustain life. The Matthew reading is short, but it is rich. Jesus says that to welcome those he sends is to welcome him. And then he goes smaller still. A cup of cold water, a tiny gesture, a basic need met. The kingdom of God appears not only in sermons, sacraments, and grand acts of courage, but in ordinary care. That's deeply hopeful. Most congregations know what this looks like. A meal delivered, a phone call made, an extra chair set out at the dining table, a child listened to. A grieving person not rushed, a visitor greeted without fuss, a tired volunteer thanked, a newcomer treated as a gift rather than an interruption. This is manaakitanga, in gospel form, hospitality, care, and the honouring of another person's dignity. And it works both ways. We meet Christ not only when we give, but also when we receive. That can be harder. Many of us would rather be useful than vulnerable. But Jesus places grace in mutual welcome. The giver and the receiver both become part of God's life among us. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation move beyond fear and into grace. May they wrestle honestly with difficult stories. May they trust the God revealed in Christ. And may they recognize the holy in the small, ordinary acts of welcome that keep love alive in a wounded world. The full worship at hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.